Hey, Elmer, help me out a little bit. So the first din of Mishnah, Kaisa Chata Shanofa Mechai Benoisa Benoisa Ad Arba Amos. So Rashi writes, the Bahachi Sagi LeHezek Riyah, right? You have to rebuild it in order that there should be no Hezek Riyah here. That base, we saw Mechlekes as to whether Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or not, right? One cheetah holds, it is a hezek, and therefore neighbors are automatically obligated to put up a wall between the two. Others argue and they say, no, it's not a hezek, they're not mechuyev to build a wall unless hiknu zeh, right? They both made a kinyan that they obligate each other to build a get together. Then the Gemara says that even if the man d'omer, the hezek riyah shmei hezek, lo shmei hezek, if there was a wall that was standing and then it fell, nafal shani, that even they will agree that you have to rebuild it. There's a machlekes.
Does the Taisus apply a pergolum?
Oh, so we'll explain. There's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus explaining why nafal ashani. Rashi explains, right, that because the first people, which Pashas and Rashi means, that because the first people, when they put up the wall, they had in mind that even if it's going to fall, they will rebuild it. What does this mean? I mean, Yaina explains that it's not a kinyan that they're being makna that they're going to rebuild the wall, rebuild Eitzim Avanim. They're being makna that they're makbid and hezek riyah over here. The fear of Ben Yaina comes, the hezek riyah leishme hezek, it means to say that lo ilam it is a hezek. Just, you could find a way around it. But lo ilam it is a hezek, intrinsically it's a hezek. Tosis, however, explains something else. They say, shehurgulu lasis dvar atzeh, b'chotzev lo amdu lizar, as you mentioned, that since they were makbid, right, that they themselves became accustomed to live with privacy, so therefore, that's why they have to rebuild this wall. So they're not masking to each other. It seems that Rashi learns that you need to have that the original Kabbalah, this that they were hurgal is not enough. Doesn't agree to this, and Tosis holds that Rashi is yosoid that this Rashi or Yeshayim is untrue. Right, Lefiza Benkoya Benka comes at that. Even if the man d'amar hezek riyah loishmei hezek, he would agree in our Mishnah, then nafal yumachoyev al hezek riyah. That's what Rashi explains in our Mishnah, the v'hachi sagi lehezek riyah. Yeah, that's the first piece. Good?
And Tosis says, you do not have to rebuild the wall?
Tosis holds you do have to rebuild the wall for a different reason, not because when you originally put up the wall you had in mind for it later on. Rather, the reason why you're rebuilding the wall is because you're hurgo. You guys became accustomed to living in privacy.
So according to Tosis, even if one guy put up the wall, let's say I put up the wall against you.
Beautiful. Forgot to say it. Thank you very much. So the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosis will be where they make a tenai that they're only building one wall and not more than one wall. Fi Rashi, one wall, no more, because you made a tenai explicitly only for one wall. And the fi Tosis was not true. You would have to rebuild the wall. You would have to rebuild the wall, even in such a case. How do you know it's not Horgalu? Because he doesn't make any mention. He says that the first ones, it's Ratsu.
Therefore, you're...
Horgalu is a Metzias, it's not a...
How do you know he doesn't make any mention of this Ratsu, that if it falls down, they run it back?
Right.
That you learn this Ratsu means... Ratsu says Bakoisol.
It's Ratsu. What does this Ratsu mean? It's Ratsu or Shreini Bakoisol. I agree, right.
Ratsu doesn't claim that if it falls down, you have to put it back.
Bakoisol means to say that they were Misratsu, that they're interested in a wall here, and because they're Makbid and Hezekria. It's not the stand that they want. Right, it's... Lemaisat Shreini, the Matrim, because it's Taisa Rash. I didn't go through the whole Cheshbon. That's Shreini, or Taisa Rash. Fine. Now the next piece.
But
you're saying the Lashon is not Muchach, but you see Shnesratzu, that there's a Sratzus over here. Horgalu. But where's the Sratzus?
Okay.
Right. No, then you see Taisus learn. Right. Right.
This is just on his own.
Right.
I'm not going to say that because
yeah. What kind of
he asks, firstly, who said that you will that you had in mind for another wall?
Secondly, if you had in mind
for another wall... Also, he's absolutely actually
this. Right. So we see this such a machlokes. Fine. Now, the next din of the Mishnah. Good? Mm-hmm. Yes, Maisha. Next din of the Mishnah is... which means that the nitzvah has a chazakah that he already paid his chilek in the wall, and he's putter unless kol oy that the teveah comes and he brings in a raya. Now the mechlekes and Rishonim had to understand this raya that he's bringing. Rashi writes, he brings Edim he brings Edim that he asked him for the money. He said, no, I'm not giving you the money. The Rosh explains, Rashi's Lashitosi, from Bava Metzio Daf Yud Zayin, over there, if he says Parasicha, once he says that, he's not Neman. Once he was made to do such a thing, right? He was so brazen to say that I don't owe you the money, he's not obligated to pay it again. He's not believed again. So Lashitosi over here also, once we see that he says I'm not paying you for the wall, we don't believe that he's going to ever come and pay it up again. The Rosh, however, attacks Rashi. What are you talking about? Maybe he's simply saying, in order to stall for time, he doesn't have money in hand. On the first part of the Mishnah, regarding the Dalet Amis, Becheska Shenosan Atchiyovi Raya Shaloi Nosan, what's the Raya? So Rashi learns that the Raya is that he brought Edom in front of him and he asked him for the money and he said, no, I'm not giving it to you. The Rosh says, what are you talking about, Rashi? Because, right, what are you Rashi talking?
Saying so brain to say Pacheco?
No, that's the Rosh asking on Rashi. Why is what Rashi is saying true? Perhaps the reason why he said I'm not paying you up is because he simply wants to stall for time. But he's going to eventually give him the money. It doesn't mean that he's never going to pay him. It's not a raya shalei nosan. Atchiyobi raya shalei nosan. That the nitva did not pay him up. What's the raya? Rashi learns raya simply because you have Edim that you asked him for the money. He said no. The Rosh is saying, what do you mean the Edom? Why would the Edom, why should that help? Maybe he's simply saying to the Edom, I don't owe you the money, because he just wants to push them away. And then a week later. Right, this is Kasha. So therefore the Rosh Mikoyach Zeh comes and explains, that La'olam, we're talking about a case where there were Edom with the Nitva from the Shas of the construction of the wall till the completion of the construction of the wall. It's a Shver Rosh, and that's a Raya that he did not give him any money. It'll be clarified a little further. Now, regarding the Cheska Shalaynosan, right? Sorry, Cheska Shenosan. Regarding this Chazaka, Rashi explains what's a Chazaka. The Kivan the Chayval of the Sayo Mishpat Zeh Lakol Galu Lohayo Bainim Shalay Latzoyik Alav Bezin. Pashup Shana Rashi. He wouldn't lay out money, right? And then. Build a wall. Rather, he would come and ask him for the money. That's a cheska shenosa, and that's why we believe that he gave him the money. So the chayyur of Mashma and Rashi, that even if in the middle of the construction the mitzvah says that he already paid him up, he's neman. Why? Because we have a chazaka that he already paid him beforehand. This is mefurish, not like the Rosh. The Rosh said that if he's with him from the construction till the completion, that's enough. That's sufficient. In Rashi, we see that's not true, because we're worried maybe he paid him beforehand. Good Moshe? Yes?
Your wife, maybe you paid him beforehand.
Beforehand, that's Rashi. No, Rashi says that we assume, the assumption is clear they paid him beforehand. The Rosh, however, the Chazaka is a whole different Chazaka. The Chazaka is that he was with him from the beginning of the building till afterwards. So now we'll explain why they don't agree with each other. Because Rashi learns that it's possible he gave you money beforehand. The person wouldn't lay out the money. But the Rosh, however, held that no. Why should a person give money before, right, before the job started? If we're choishish, basically if he paid before the actual construction of the wall. Okay, that's the second piece. Good. Now we have to explain Pshat and Rashi. Rashi learned this chazaka. We have a chazaka over here. It's not stam parasicha. We don't believe him that he says, oh, I paid you up, right? Stam, so you ask me for $100 and I say, parasicha, I'm neman. That's not the case over here. Over here it's stronger than that. Over here it's goli lekol. We have a special chazaka. Where did this come from? Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Every time you say Pertichu, you're Neman.
You're Neman. Why are the Cheskas? Exactly. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is in the Daik.
But what does it do with Rashi? The
Rashi
is
right. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Rashi says, Betzim, it's not Rashi, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Becheska Shenosan, which is in the Shmai, says that there's a Chazaka Brura. Now in the Rosh, we just saw that he doesn't hold of this chazak of Rashi. So the Rosh Lechayra and the Rashi is Mefurish also, that no, it's a regular parasicha. So the Chayra Lefizeh, what's the Lashon of Mishnah? Cheska Shenosan. We're going to have to say it's Agav the Seifa. Right? Because in the Seifa, we have a din of Samach Lekaisal Acher Afapi, Shaloi Nosan Lov, the Thikra, Megagan Lov, Zakol, the Cheska Shaloi Nosan, Achev Rashi Nosan. So Agav, that language, right, was in the Risha, was also, that word was inserted. Good. That's Shitas Rashi, Shitas HaRashi. No, I'm saying the first Shita was explained, the Cheskas is Rashi, second Shita is the Rosh. Now, the Fi Rashi that the Tana teaches is the Chazaka Gemura, we have to explain why Taka do you need a Chazaka? Why taka do we need a chazaka? Ramesha, why do we need a chazaka? Why isn't it believed because of parati alone? So there's two shitas in explaining this chazaka of the Tana. Reb Shmuel explains that the tzorich of the chazaka is because even though that there's a shoris that he gave him, he's pater from tashlumin. Who says that he gets ownership in the wall? Who said that you actually own the wall? The Mashmayis of Shmuel says that he has ownership in the wall as well. So that's why the Tana needed a chazaka in order that he should not only be putter from the mamonis, but he should also have ownership in the wall.
Very good word. For tichud only nevun that you can't take money from me again. But any poliyot you have me paying you, it doesn't say that I paid you. It says that you can't take money.
Exactly. And but the pella a little bit is the fear of Shmuel is that lefi the Rosh and the Rashba that they hold that it's a regular mitzvah chel raya. What are they going to do with this? How are they going to have ownership in the wall? Azar of Moshe Shlita told me Tzarchin. Fine. And now, Marina Verabenu. What?
Yeah.
The fear of Shmuel that it's so clear that it's inseparable. You have to have a ownership in the wall also. It's Shmuel. He also said that Shadal Tzad also, but he said Tzarchin. Now, however, in Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says a different reason why we need a chazaka. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the reason why we need a chazaka is because nafkamina, that if nafla koisel to the rishus ha-teveya, you have this chazaka to say, no, you can receive this wall as well. So what do we see from here?
Show harbor,
the migo of the lekachtia, and the beza medalef, that's why we need to have this, chazaka. Yeah, you got it? We have two sheets. Why Rashi needs mamash and chazaka that you paid up beforehand?
Either that you get the wall.
Either wall that you also get the wall. Not only that you're putter from the monetary teshlumen. And now the second sheet is in a case where the wall falls over into the teveas, the guy that's asking for the money, fell into his rishos. It remained there for a long time. Mm-hmm. I would have said migu that I could have said I bought it. So no, because it's chazaka that he split with you. That's why we split it up. So now, Rabbi Kiva Hager had to go to such a long, interesting case that it fell over. He obviously does not agree to Rabbi Shmuel, meaning.
Yeah, because every time that there's the wall is up, there's not enough gemina with the owner of the wall.
Oh, right, exactly. So, and al nechleku, they're arguing as to whether we separate this din of monetary and ownership or not. Rabbi Shmuel held that you could separate the two, and Rabbi Kiva Hager said not. Okay, this is the last shtickle. Sorry for talking so much. The Mishnah says, "Midalid ames lamala ein mechayv noisa." What?
We want more.
Four more years. Migal gnav zakol. So Tosfos, right? We have a stomach like this has to pay up for the wall. Tosfos points out, "Afagav the zanenav is lechaser pater." Normally, we say if someone zanenav lechaser, he's pater. So why are you mechayv over here? Tosfos says, "Mikol mokum kiven negoli daita denichale ba'agbah chayv." Since he was Megalit Das, that he's interested in this Agbah, that's why he will be obligated. So now, we have to understand what Pashup Shannon Tezus is. So we had a whole story, but the aside from the story was that that when two people are coming with money in their hands, and they're ready
to... That's
Tezus
over here?
Right, Tezus is here. Megalit Das, he had a whole story. Oh, he also right. He also says right. And Amid Beis, and Chaf Amid Beis, he also says this lashon. But right,
both
going
to put out money. That's the idea.
Oh, exactly. That's the idea from the story that Ramesha said that when they both are pulling out, they have money in their hands. So just because
looking to spend money in order to get
that's like they're looking to spend money. They're looking to spend money. Oh, but it's not me that's doing to ask for that. You're coming with money in your hands. You're about to spend it. So I was the guy that paid it first. So why should I be a loser because of that?
That means
them to ask,
but who wants to pay? That's more than
the
chaser.
Tosfos Shitasa. Right, you're willing to pay, so I'm not a midas. I hear, I'm not as dumnik to ask you for money.
No, that's just, I always want to have more and more money. Am I willing to pay for it?
Yeah, but right, so that's why. Because you, since
you're paying. I want sushi, but do I want to pay for sushi?
No, but if you are on your way to the store and you want to spend $100 and not to pay for sushi, then that's money. If somebody would offer you sushi for money, you would take. Yeah. It's not like you're sitting in the yeshiva dorm and you're like, I wish I had taken sushi.
Yeah, now let's just finish off this last thing. Now, what's the chiv? What's the master of the chiv? Some of the, why are you chiv? Nachleikis, Rishaynim, Nemukhi Yosef, and Taisus. Machlekes, Rishonim, Mukayesef, and Tosfos, what's the Kiyuv? Mukayesef learns that through the Gilui Das, you get ownership in the wall. You're showing that you're interested in this structure, so therefore you receive, you have to buy half of the wall. So, and he explains that although
you have to buy the wall,
because you're interested in his wall and you're making use of it, we'll explain a little better. So that's why you're owning, you receive ownership in the wall. And even though you didn't make a ma'isa kinyan, says the Nuki Yosef, since half of the binyan is oimed achatzeiroi, so konsul achatzeiroi. And even though it's not mukharach, they're going to put tikra over his koisel, still you're going to be mukhayev. Why? Because his koisel is nasa mechitza le. The basic
fact that you want to use at least the actual world, you know, that would mean out the view from that, you still would use it as
because you're receiving the wall, you're taking a wall from, right? You need four walls to make a house. You're missing a wall. So that's how it should be. But Tosfos, however, is a little different. Rav Akiva Eiger is mechiach from Tosfos. That Tosfos doesn't mean a regular hana. Tosfos means to say that before the tikra, there's no hana, right? So it's not possible to be mechayav al tzana. And even if you're going to say because seifa lehenes, also seifa also to be mechaser, because when you put beams on someone's wall, it makes the wall shaky. Elamai says Rav Akiva Eiger. Tosfos is masking in a way to Muki Yosef. He's talking about what the Muki Yosef is talking about. And he's arguing about that, and we'll end with this. He says that the time that you're using the wall alone is not enough to be mechayev you, because then it was a lechasapata. Which means he's talking about the usage of the wall as a mechitza, like the Muki Yosef. But Tosfos held that won't require you to take ownership in the wall, because then it was a lechasapata. Why you chayev? Because
no, if you say it's chayev. Don't we say there's a shikla?
No, the Gemara has a question. Are we passing the potter? So he's right. Are we passing the spot? So now, says the Rav Akiva Eiger and Tosfos. The Tosfos agree. Is talking about the same thing as the Muki Yosef, that the fact that you have a partition here, you have a wall for your house. Now, only because it's gali daita are you going to be mechayev. That alzeh nechleku and the Muki Yosef at Tosfos. The Muki Yosef was maven that this that you came and you're being mishtamish in his wall. That's enough to be mechayev. Tosfos learned that this that you used in his wall is not going to be mechayev unless it's gali daite. And I'll say nechleku and Muki Yosef. Unless you're gali daite. If it wasn't gali daite, that won't require you to come and have ownership in his wall because.
Does the Muki Yosef hold you chayev even if.
Just the fact that you have a partition using his wall that requires you. That he's showing that you're getting bilus in the wall.
Even if they're able to charge you.
The chayev is only like.
Whatever. Might just be giving that.
For sure, for sure. If it's stam that, then you're not going to be enough. It's kilu. Avada, everyone agrees that there is a goli daite. Everyone agrees that there's a goli daite. Mashallah, if it's enough to kilu be mechayev yatz, then I'm going to lay chasim.